This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia unleashed rockets on Tuesday on the encircled steelworks in Mariupol, Ukraine's last holdout in the port city, after a ceasefire broke down with some civilians still trapped beneath the sprawling site despite a UN-brokered evacuation. However, scores of evacuees who managed to leave under UN and Red Cross help last weekend after cowering for weeks under the Azovstal steel plant finally reached the relative safety of Ukraine-controlled Zaporizhia. But back at the plant, a military commander holdup has confirmed Russian forces have started to storm the plant. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The deputy commander of the Azov regiment, Sviatoslav Palamar, told the Associated Press that reports that the Russian troops had entered the plant were true. The move comes almost 2 weeks after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered troops not to storm it, but to block it off. Mariupol police officials earlier told local TV that Russian troops had begun storming the plant in several places. The reports come amid a UN effort to evacuate civilians from the plant, which has helped scores of people escape the sprawling facility. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia has turned its heaviest firepower on Ukraine's east and south since failing to take Kiev, the capital, in March. But it's also struck targets much further west in a drive to limit Ukraine's access to the Black Sea, vital for grain and metal exports, and also to disrupt supplies of Western military aid to President Vladimir Zelensky's forces. On Tuesday, Russia's defense ministry said its forces had struck a military airfield near the port of Odessa with missiles, destroying drones, missiles, and ammunition supplied to Ukraine by the United States and its European allies. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden used a visit to a missile production facility in the southern state of Alabama on Tuesday to push for congressional approval for legislation to send more money, more military aid to Ukraine, and a bill to boost domestic semiconductor production. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
At the Lockheed Martin facility, President Biden expressed hope that lawmakers would approve legislation that would send more of the weapons made in the plant to Ukraine.
Caving to aggression would even be more costly. We either back the Ukrainian people as they defend their country, or we stand by as Russia continues its atrocities and aggression.
The president noted that a single Javelin missile assembled at the plant contains more than 200 semiconductors. To overcome a shortage of these key components, Biden said the House needs to approve the $54 billion Innovation and Competition Act that would spark domestic manufacturing of advanced chips. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Biden is also blasting a U.S. Supreme Court draft decision that would overturn the Roe v. Wade ruling that protects abortion rights, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
If this decision holds, it's really quite a radical decision.
The president says he's concerned that after nearly 50 years, the high court would decide a woman does not have the right to choose an abortion. If the ruling as written stands, he says it would affect not just abortion, but other things based on the presumption of privacy, like same-sex marriage and contraception access.
A whole range of rights are in question.
What he calls a fundamental shift in American jurisprudence. He's pushing Congress to pass a bill codifying Roe v. Wade. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Al-Qaeda-linked militants overran an African Union peacekeepers' camp in the center of Somalia, a security source in the group said on Tuesday, in what appears to be one of the Al-Shabaab group's biggest attacks this year. A resident said three civilians died in crossfire during the attack, while the number of African Union soldiers killed or captured was unclear. The chairperson of the AU commission said he paid tribute to the peacekeepers who lost their lives, but did not say how many died. Recapping our top story, Russia unleashed rockets on Tuesday on the encircled steelworks in Mariupol, Ukraine's last holdout in the port city, after a ceasefire broke down with some civilians still trapped beneath the sprawling site despite a UN-brokered evacuation. However, scores of evacuees managed to leave under UN and Red Cross help last weekend and finally reached the relative safety of Ukraine-controlled Zaporizhia. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.